Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Today I want to begin with a question. It's not a complicated one. In fact, it's the kind of question a child may ask. It's short, it's honest, it's curious. Was ist das? What is that? What does that mean? That question, spoken in German by a child named Hans Luther, became the heartbeat of one of the most important teaching tools in our tradition, the Small Catechism. Martin Luther didn't write the Catechism for scholars and theologians. He wrote it for families, for homes, for parents and children, for people like us sitting in the pew trying to make sense of faith in the middle of everyday life. And it all started with a child's question. Hans Luther was just a boy when he asked his father Martin, "What does this mean? Was ist das?" Maybe he was pointing to something in the church. Maybe he was listening to a prayer. Maybe he was just trying to understand what all of this, God, Jesus, church, commandments, forgiveness, was really all about. And Martin, his father, didn't brush him off. He didn't say, "You'll understand when you're older." He didn't say, "Just believe it." He listened and he realized something. If his son Hans was asking these questions, then surely other children were asking them too. And not just children, but adults, elders, everyone. So he wrote the Small Catechism, and after each point, every commandment, every line of the Lord's Prayer, every petition of the Creed, he added the same question. What does this mean? That's why the Catechism is such a great gift for us today, especially in a service like this one. Because it reminds us that faith isn't just about having all the right answers, it's about having the right questions. It's about wondering, it's about listening, and it's about growing as God's people. It's about making space for every voice, young and old, confident and unsure, joyful and searching. So today I want to invite us to hear that question again, not just as something from the past, but as something that we can ask right now. Let's take a few moments to listen to the Catechism together and hear how it might speak to each of us today. Let's start at the very beginning. You shall have no other gods. That's the first commandment. And Luther asks, what does this mean? He answers, we are to fear, love, and trust God above all things. What does that mean for a child? Maybe it means God wants to be your number one, like your best friend who's always there. What does it mean for a teenager? Maybe it means you don't have to put your trust in popularity or perfection. God is trustworthy. What does it mean for an adult? Maybe it means when life is uncertain, when the bills pile up, when the future feels shaky, God is still your rock. And what about for the older ones of you? What does this mean? Maybe it means that after all these years, through all the changes, God has never let you down. What if we move to the Lord's Prayer? Give us today our daily bread. That's one of the most familiar lines in the Lord's Prayer. And again, Luther asks, what does this mean? Was ist das? He says, God gives daily bread even without our prayer, but we ask in this prayer that we might receive it with thanksgiving. For a child, daily bread might mean toast in the morning, lunch in the lunchbox, and a warm dinner with family at night. For a teenager, it might mean the strength to face a hard day at school or the courage to be themselves. For an adult, it might mean work, rest, relationships, and enough grace to get through the week. And for an elder, it might mean the quiet presence of God in ordinary moments, the cup of tea, the phone call from a friend, the memories that still bring joy. Daily bread, as Luther says, is more than just food. It's everything we need to live, and God provides it again and again. And then we say in the Creed, I believe in the forgiveness of sins. This one is close to the heart because we all carry things. We all have regrets. We all need grace. Luther's answer, what does this mean? We believe that when we're the called ministers of Christ deal with us by his divine command, we are truly forgiven before God in heaven. But put even more simply, God forgives freely, fully, again and again. For a child who asks, what does this mean? It might be that even when you mess up, God still loves you. For a teenager, you don't have to be perfect. You can start again. For an adult, you are not defined by your worst moments. God's mercy is greater. And for an elder, after all these years, God's grace still holds you. Friends, the beauty of the Catechism isn't just in the answers. It's in the question, what does this mean? It's a question that invites us to slow down, to listen, to wonder, to talk with our children, to talk with each other, and to talk to God. It's a question that makes room for everyone, no matter your age, your background, your doubts, or your hopes. And it's a question that reminds us that faith is not a test to pass, it's a relationship to grow into. Imagine a church where every child feels free to ask, what does this mean? Imagine a church where teenagers are taken seriously when they wrestle with the faith. Imagine a church where adults don't have to pretend they have it all figured out. Imagine a church where elders are honoured for their wisdom and still invited to wonder. That's the kind of church the Catechism points us toward. That's the kind of church we are called to be. So today I invite you to carry that question with you. When you hear a Bible reading, ask, what does this mean? When you pray the Lord's Prayer, ask, what does this mean? When you see the font or the table or the cross, ask, what does this mean? And when someone else asks you, especially a child, don't rush to answer. Sit with them. Wonder with them. Let the question do the work. Because in asking, we grow. In asking, we connect. In asking, we meet Jesus once again. And that, dear friends, is what it means to be the church. Amen. By the way, that means this is certainly true. Let's pray. And the peace of God, which passes our human understanding, keep your hearts safe in Christ Jesus until life eternal. Amen.